Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, and Carl and the Bot, 7:05 on May the 7th. May the 7th is my grandson's birthday today. Little Mikey's out there. I've already told you the story about T-ball and cups, which is kind of strange for little kids playing T-ball, but I guess that's the rule now. Our phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Linda's out in another place getting other work done, so we appreciate that so we can actually live after we leave the stations. But Bad Bob is always here.
And good morning.
How you doing, Bad Bob?
Not bad. How about yourself?
Not bad? Well, I'm glad it's not bad for Bad Bob. How about the weather today?
Well, it has finally happened. Weather's turning around. We're going to see a high near 90 today and north wind 7 to 14 miles an hour, and that means we're going to start seeing some fire danger, especially with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 58, and then nearing 92 tomorrow. We're moving into that season. Currently 62 in Redding, and the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, Anselmo Vineyards, great place to head out to on the weekend. And Thursday nights they have handmade pizza, and then, of course, Friday and Saturday nights there's music. And this coming weekend is Mother's Day, don't forget. And with the Mother's Day, they have special Mother's Day brunches out there, and you need reservations. I think there's lobsters in the menu this time, but 474-5546. The food is just outstanding. What can I say? All right, this weekend. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Cinco de Mayo. I spent my Cinco de Mayo out at the Reading Gun Club with our advanced pistol class. We had Ted Leidy and I teach that class about once a quarter. We have six students in it, in which we keep it to that number because we shoot, we move, we are shooting as we move forward, shooting as we move backwards, side to side. What we've done is take your concealed carry permit, and then we take you up to the next step so that you're going to feel comfortable with using that weapon, carrying that weapon. Great class. I'm not going to mention everybody's last names, but we had two Dougs, a Ken, a Rick and a Rory, and a Mike, and just outstanding. They were shooting. They were tentative the first day, and by the end of the second day scenarios, they were great. I can't say enough about it. And in today's climate, if you have to protect yourself, if you choose to get that concealed carry, as many, many people are, and survey that's going on in the record search, like, it seems like a lot of people think that that's really a great idea, then you might want to be taking the steps after you get that permit is to get better and to be competent when you carry. And this isn't an ad for our program, which is a good program, but anything. If you're going to carry a weapon, you want to carry it correctly, safely, and know when to use it, not just kind of indiscriminately, as some people might think. That's not the case at all. Okay. I think we've got the Wells Fargo advisors on for our Market Minute. Susan Eastman, good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are slightly lower this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 33 points at 13,004. The S&P 500 is off a point at 1368. The Nasdaq Composite is down a point at 2956. Active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, J.P. Morgan Chase, positive 30 cents at 42.05. Dow Chemical down 12 cents, trading at 32.21. Pfizer up 13 cents at 22.51. Local stocks of interest, Costco's down 24 cents at 83.15. Walmart, positive 9 cents at 58.75. Target up 42 cents at 56.07 per share. Treasuries are higher along the curve. The 10-year note is priced yield 1.87%. And for commodities, gold is down $6.20 at $1,639 per ounce. Silver's down 28 cents at $30. Crude oil down $1.29, trading at $97 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you so much, Susan. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. You need any help with your investments? You want to just find out what's going on Wall Street, what they think their best estimate is? The Wells Fargo Advisors are the people to go to down on Park Marina Drive. Susan Eastman and Josh Wiley and Kathy Latham Cummings, Chris Lasondek. Go down there and see them. Very good, very knowledgeable. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, our guest here is Bob Moores with us from Moores Flour Mill. And not because he wanted to, but now he's involved in Measure B. And we're going to come back and talk about why he's involved with Measure B and what his beliefs are. We're also going to find out who Bob Moore is. We'll be back right after these messages. Gypsy flies from coast to coast, knowing many, loving none, bearing sorrow, having fun. But back home you'll always run, you sweet Melissa.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
Join us in celebrating 19 years on the river at Wind River Casino, May 14th through May 20th. Monday through Sunday, bingo free play drawings. Wednesday and Friday, slot tournament bonus cash add-on. Saturday, play in the $1,000 cash add-on Monte Carlo tournament. And Sunday, pull up a seat and play in the $5,000 guaranteed poker tournament. Plus hot seat drawings, cupcake giveaways, prizes, and many more giveaways. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea, and where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. Yeah, 7:15 in the morning. This is your sweet dreams here. May the 7th. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a hot day. Our guest for this portion of the show till 8 o'clock is Bob Moore of Moore's Flour Mill. And Bob Moore has been drawn into the public eye probably more than he wants to be. here. And the reason it's been brought into the public eye is the two measures that are going to be voted on in June, Measure A and Measure B. One that concerns the proposed Churn Creek Bottom shopping mall, a shopping center, exclusively. And the other, Measure B, which appears to limit any type of development in the Churn Creek Bottom for the next 24 years. Now, you get an argument from the other side about that, but there's a lot of questions on this. And this is what brought Bob Moore into this, I guess you could say, fight. So welcome aboard here. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on, Carl.
Well, you know, let's talk about you so that people know, let you know that you're not a developer coming in out of Idaho or New York or anything. Who are you? Who's Bob Moore?
Well, my family and I started Moore's Flour Mill here in Reading in 1974. And the idea was to have an old mill, big millstones and whatnot. We took the equipment out of an old water-powered mill that date back to the 1850s. And set up a business here where we grind cornmeal and flour and make pancake mixes and cereals and things and sell them directly to the public. And we've been doing that now for nearly 40 years. Quite a few years ago, in an attempt to pursue a dream of really putting us on the map here, we bought 75-acre farm down on Churn Creek Bottom and with the idea of growing crops out there and building an old historic water-powered grist mill and inviting the public to come in and buy products that were truly produced right there on the site and get a sense of kind of the history of food production in this country and expand that into other things, bakery and that sort of thing. And so that's what we're doing. And our plan has been kind of derailed here by this proposition or Measure B. It would appear that that the types of rezoning and permits and things that we would need to do this project would just simply not be we won't be able to do it with this Measure B passing. So,
well, the Measure B, from what I understand it stops all development in the Churn Creek Bottom for 24 years. And when I asked the Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association about this measure, essentially their whole thing was look, we don't want to keep fighting this year after year, other things coming in here and destroying the our environment and our way of life here. So we want to do this so it's going to be clean for 24 years. But when I asked them about this, what about Bob Moore? Who, by the way, Churn Creek Bottom people think the world of you, too. And you can see it. You know what? Frankly, you can tell me I'm wrong, but they appear very uncomfortable about this. They think, though, that there's something called the value-added agriculture that can help you with this. Have you heard of this?
Well, value-added agriculture is a marketing philosophy, which, frankly, I buy into strongly. We are value-added agriculture. It's where a farmer grows his own crop, he processes it on site and sells it directly to the public on the farm, and it's a great program. What we want to do down there is a perfect example of it. Unfortunately, it's not it isn't something that will supersede the zonings, the types of things that that this program allows are very limited. The amount of square footage that can be dedicated to retail are very limited. The best I can come up with and through my research on this is we probably wouldn't be able to put in a store as big as the one we have here on Shasta Street. You're limited to what the production that you grow on the farm itself. There's a small amount that you can bring in from the outside. We have major products that rely on grains that come from other parts of the country. Our bread flours, California simply does not produce a high enough protein wheat to make a good quality bread flour. So we have to have wheats from Montana and North Dakota for those. So.
And under this value-added agriculture would limit you on the amount of the wheat you could bring in, which in turn limits the amount of product you can turn out.
Absolutely. And if we, what it looks to me is that we would have, we'd be able to operate for a couple of months out of the year and then have to shut it down and wait till we, our new crop came in and replenish the
That sounds profitable.
Stock. Well, it's not going to happen, so.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Bob Moore of Moore's Flour Mill. He owns land down in Turn Creek Bottom. He wants to put a grist mill up there. Kind of, it would be kind of a tourist spot to come in and watch how food was made or ground back in the days before electricity, and it's organic. And with the new measure, Bob Moore believes is that that's it. You can't, because there's no development. We're going to come back and talk to him, talk some more about this. Get some ideas from what the Shasta County departments of permits and everything are looking and what they're saying, and also take comments and chat room messages from our chat room. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Will you let me pass your face and see what's really you? Not for me, I ask this question, though I were a king. Boy, you have to love, believe, and feel before the first of tambourines take you there. Green grass and high clouds forever.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen, and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run three businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for four generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
Rope 'em and ride 'em, Reading, it's rodeo time. Tickets for the annual three-day Reading Rodeo May 17th, 18th, and 19th are on sale now. It's a full week of wild events starting Saturday, May 12th with a steak feed and dance. $12.50 pre-sale steak feed tickets are available at most Napa Auto Parts store, the Civic Center box office, Custom Wheel on Center Street, or from any Reading Rodeo member. Week-long activities include chili cook-off and street dance, annual Friday morning pancake breakfast, rodeo parade, and three nights of rodeo action May 17th, 18th, and 19th with top riders of the nation competing in bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, and the world's most dangerous sport, bull riding. Plus, nightly performances by world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales and rodeo clown Crash Cooper. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, online at readingcivic.com, or by calling 229-0022. Sponsored in part by Budweiser, Mercy Medical Center, Premier West Bank, Cottonwood Veterinary, Jukebox Music Festival, Shasta Estates Retirement, El Dorado Casino, Mount Shasta Springwater, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Omega Mortgage Group, and Wind River Casino. Find more information at readingrodeo.com and follow us on Facebook.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
It's coming to PBS this fall. It's coming to Redding May 10th. California Forever, the story of the California State Parks, presented by KIXE at the Cascade Theater. Two screenings at 4 and 7 p.m. Learn how parts of California's unique and diverse landscape came to be preserved for the enjoyment of future generations. Tickets available at the Cascade box office. Don't miss a beautiful experience. California Forever, sponsored by KLXR AM 1230, The Record Searchlight, AAA, the Cascade Theater, and KRCR Channel 7.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindebaugh. Linda is out taking care of business today. 7:25 in the morning on May the 7th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. Now, just because they serve outstanding coffee at great prices. Doesn't mean they don't do icy drinks, too. Those cold drinks that you're going to like. How about that iced coffee? Take a little shot of that and walk around all day. It's the finest that you can get. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state right there. They will meet or beat any prices on tobacco in this town. That's Tobacco and Brew. And Joe and Shelley have done a lot for our community. They support our veterans, and veterans get discounts down there. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Our guest is Bob Moore of Moore's Flour Mill. Is that is that okay?
Like that's who I am. Yeah.
And you've been in Reading for how long?
Well, I've lived in Reading since 65.
Uh-huh.
Business has been we opened here in 74, so
the flour mill.
Yes.
Have you ever done that before?
Well, I was only 20 when I did it the first time, so I hadn't done much before.
Okay. So when you opened it up then.
Yeah.
So that's great. The Hawkins Shopping Center. These questions have come in from our chat room. The Hawkins Shopping Center, would that have an impact on you?
I can't imagine what. We're sort of a completely different animal than they are. I don't know.
I guess it would be like proximity or anything.
They're quite a ways down the freeway.
Okay. Okay. Hey, this is, we don't usually do this, but Phil, you need to go down to the bottom of the page. What is that, Bad Bob? And click on it. And
report problem. I know there are some issues with that. It might be just as simple as a reboot, you know.
But you haven't been banned from the chat room. Nobody gets banned from the chat room except Bad Bob. Okay, Bob Moore. All right, now we're going on. We were talking about it's Russ Maul, who heads up all the reports, the permits, all of this. He is adamant in saying that if this passes, if Measure B passes, then there's no development. He said to the point of nobody even being able to subdivide their land down there. And Churn Creek Bottom people who, and let's talk a little bit about that, they were in favor of, when you went down and talked to them about the you putting your new flour mill and site in there.
Sure. When we first bought the land and came up with the idea, we presented it to the Churn Creek Bottom folks, and I think and that they felt that it was a very good fit down there, and I think that the plan is a very appropriate addition to the area down there with its emphasis on agriculture. And so we've always had the support of the Churn Creek Bottom folks in our project there.
Do you think it's going to come down to a point of private property owner rights?
Well, I there's certainly an undercurrent of private property rights involved here. That when your neighbors can come in and put your farm up for ballot to decide let the people of Shasta County decide what you can and can't do with your own property, it's a little bit chilling.
And it's, if I understand this right, since it's a countywide referendum, on this measure, you've got people voting that have never, don't live in Reading or anywhere close to Reading.
Well, yeah.
And are down here saying what to do with your property.
Sure.
The shopping center itself, do you have any thoughts on that?
I'll express my thoughts on Measure A when I get in the voting booth.
Yeah, okay. All right. That's fair. That was one of the questions that came in here. So, you know, the steps that you've taken so far is obviously you've taken out some ads,
right,
and talking about this to people. And the ramifications on this then is if Measure B passes, then it puts you out of work here, out of commission for what you were going to do.
I believe so. Over the years, we've gone through much of the process of getting this thing approved. Seemed like the only way we could do it was with what they call a plan development zoning, which is allows you to kind of define what it is you want to do. And since what we're doing is so unconventional, you can't really find a definition of what we want to do in the code book. So this plan development allows you to kind of create your own program, and it is put into place, and that won't be possible with Measure B passes.
Okay. We've got to take a break for the news. We're going to come back. Bob Moore is our guest of Moore's Flour Mill, and he didn't want to, but he's gotten thrust into the middle of the Measure B here. concerning his own private property and what he wants to do here, and after he's worked his way through the system. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Business Network Wall Street is kicking off the opening bell in a sea of red. Fresh concerns over the European debt crisis are weighing on the markets here at home, and at 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 30 points. Women's apparel retailer Talbot's announced it's received a buyout offer from private equity firm Sycamore Partners for roughly $215 million. The two companies have entered into an exclusive agreement which ends May 15th. This after Talbot's rejected Sycamore's initial offer back in January in search of a higher bid. Talbot says it's still evaluating its options. And the battle between CVR Energy and billionaire investor Carl Icahn is coming to an end. A majority of the oil refiner shareholders are supporting Icahn's $2.6 billion bid, giving him the mandate needed to proceed. Icahn is already one of the company's largest shareholders and is looking to resell. CVR has been resisting the hostile takeover, scrapping last month's shareholders' rights plan. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Opportunity Louisiana. More and more companies like CenturyLink, Nucor, and Gameloft are finding success with Louisiana's custom fit solutions. Here's Gameloft's David Haig.
Louisiana customized their approach in recruiting us to meet our very specific needs. Selecting Louisiana as our site for expansion allowed us to open 3 to 4 months sooner than we anticipated.
What can Louisiana do for your business? Find out at opportunitylouisiana.com.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. Public safety should be our number one priority. As Police Chief of Reading, I worked hard to keep our streets safe. As your supervisor, I have strongly supported the Sheriff's Office in order to protect you and your family. In these difficult times, I will continue to put your safety at the forefront of my decisions.
Proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the committee to elect Leonard Modi.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast at Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $3 in advance, $4 the morning of the breakfast. Saturday, May 12th, kick off Rodeo Week with the Rodeo Association's annual steak feed at the Ready Rodeo Grounds. Tickets are $12.50 free sale, $15 at the door. The Lone Stranger and Sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Wednesday, it's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. And Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. Thursday night starts the 64th annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, by phone at 229-0022, or online at readingcivic.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action, along with the Budweiser Clydesdales and Rodeo Barrel Man Crash Cooper, and of course, bull riding. Get your tickets at the Civic Center box office now.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Hey, honey, what's wrong?
Well, this report says Congress has run up such a large debt that each and every one of us now owes $49,000.
Really?
That's not all.
Oh?
This report also says Doug LaMalfa wants to spend even more.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it says even though Doug LaMalfa's already a millionaire farmer, his family farm has taken nearly $5 million in taxpayer-funded subsidies.
And we're stuck paying the bill. We can't afford that.
Well, it sounds like Doug LaMalfa doesn't care. He said he's running for Congress to represent his farm first.
He said that? Well, one thing I know for sure. We can't afford more government spending. And we certainly can't afford to pay for Doug LaMalfa's farm.
I'm Sam Onestead. Congress has spent America close to bankruptcy, and I'm running for Congress to stop this spending. I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because we need to stop spending. To find out more, visit samonestead.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, May 7th. 7:35 in the morning. It looks like it's how hot is it out there, or cool is it out there?
We're looking at about 67 downtown right now. It's going up pretty fast. It's going to get hot today.
Yeah, it's just bumped up a few degrees here in the last few minutes. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. What can I say about them? You know, if you have knives, and if they're not sharp, why do you have knives? But just to cut yourself, because a dull knife is a dangerous knife. They will sharpen not only knives, but saws, router bits, shapers, saw chains. Get all your, hey, how about your garden equipment? Think about that, getting that sharpened up. And bandsaw blades made to order. R&B Sharpening. Bob and Judy been there since 1985. Just head on down to 6915 Eastside Road, Building 6 in Anderson, or give them a call, 530-365-1479. They are great people. You're going to like it. You're going to love it going in there. Hey, our guest is Bob Moore of Moore's Flour Mill, who is vehemently opposing Measure B. The part about Measure B essentially says no development in the Churn Creek bottom. And how long have you owned your land down there, Bob?
I've owned it for nearly 15 years now.
Okay, you've owned it for nearly 15 years. You've done planning, you've done studies about being able to put up your mill.
Right.
And now this is a water-driven mill, is that correct?
Well, we're hoping to be able to divert the ACID canal through the property and do that.
That'd be cool.
It's going to be an old replica of an old mill, however we power it. It'll have a water wheel on it.
Well, that'd be good if we could get a little water going through
there. Absolutely.
Under this Measure B, it essentially, the way you believe it and the way it's been explained to you by the county and your representatives, that's it. You can't build anything here.
Well, you could probably build something, but I certainly will not be able to build the project that we've envisioned, and so that's right.
Okay, a question from our chat pack said, well, what would you do with the land if Measure B passed?
Well, unfortunately, it's 75 acre parcel. It is we're right now putting a crop of organic corn in. We just got a well drilled and got water coming out of that Friday for the first time, and gonna put in 75 acres of corn that we're gonna use for milling. Unfortunately, you can't make a profit on 75 acres of ground. The costs of planting and harvesting that corn are just greater than the value of the corn. So if you can't come up with something to go along with it, in our case where we're milling it and selling it directly to the public, it just isn't feasible. So it was buying that land was part of a whole project that we envisioned for out there. And in the absence of the ability to be able to develop that land, we're just simply, I guess it'll just sit. So just be a big vacant lot.
Do you, was this a surprise to you when this measure came rolling in there?
It was. I wasn't really aware that they were working on this. At first I saw of it was, I was actually doing some shopping, walked up to a Safeway store, and there was a table out front with some folks, and they recognized me, and I think they assumed right off the bat that I'd be all for
this.
Oh,
over this one, huh?
Sure.
Yeah.
Because I'm pro agriculture, no question about that, and I like the area down there, but as soon as I stood there in front of the store and read some of the details of it, I said, you know, if this goes through, I won't be able to do my project down there at all. And the first comment I got was, well, oh, no, we like your project. unfortunately, they're not going to be able to pick and choose how this law is applied once it's in place. So
it's a poorly written measure.
And,
you know, the thing is, and the whole thing is based on, well, we don't want to fight this every year. Frankly, I heard somebody tell me the other day that they saw written that, you know, about your case, about your situation was, I think you saw it too, was, is it better to sacrifice one for the many, you know, for the good it does to many? I mean, that then tells me that's not exactly the right attitude to have here. And, you know, we're not in the combat and you're throwing yourself on a hand grenade. And the next point is, well, if that's the case, if there's 4,000 people in Churn Creek bottom, would it be the good for the many is to put a shopping center in there for the good of the all? I mean, we got to start watching. I mean, we start saying things like that, well, you know how you can take that. But being on the radio and all this is new to you. I know we've talked a little bit about that. And did you expect to find yourself in the forefront of a fight like this?
No, not at all. When I finally realized that this measure had gotten on the ballot, I had to stand back a minute and thought, what am I going to do here? And I just realized that the best thing for me to do would be to go bring my case directly to the public, tell them what it is I'd like to do, and make sure people understood that this measure was going to shut down more than just a shopping center. And so I put use the resources that are available here in Reading, a newspaper and radio and some television and put some signs out on my property and get the word out.
What kind of feedback are you getting?
The one thing that's interesting, whether people are for Measure B or against Measure B, I am getting overwhelming support for what I do, and it feels pretty good.
I have yet to meet him. You know, this is the first time we met, but I have yet to meet anybody that just doesn't like you a lot.
Well, thanks.
Well, I mean, no, it's true. I don't mean to embarrass you, but you know, you're man. You know, obviously, you're well thought of in the community. And when you're taking a stand like this, it's probably the first time you've done something like this, at least this big. It should have some weight to it.
Well, I hope so. I hope it'll let people see that there are repercussions to some of these things that go beyond what's obvious on the surface. So.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we come back. Brian, you're up next on the phones, and we need to take a couple minutes to sell stuff so we can keep the electricity flowing through the veins here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Brian Daly is a conservative farmer. Together, Brian and his wife Megan earn their living and raise their family by working the land. As a citizen legislator on the Lassen County Board of Supervisors, under Brian's leadership, the county lives within its means, spends less than it takes in, and is debt-free. Vote to send Brian Daly, a farmer with common-sense conservative values, to the California Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
Senior Idol is back. Join Taylor Motors and the Vistas Assisted Living for the best talent in Shasta County. Senior Idol, Friday the 11th at the Cascade Theater. Taylor Motors and the Vistas Assisted Living are proud to bring you the third annual Shasta County Senior Idol Show. Not only is Senior Idol a great time, it's also a fundraiser for Compass Shining Care. Senior Idol always sells out, so get your tickets fast at the Cascade Theater box office. In person, by phone at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Senior Idol welcomes the panel of onstage judges, including Mike Krueger of KRCR News Channel 7, Free Fire Radio's own Linda Bott, and accomplished musician Brent Taylor of Taylor Motors. That's Friday, May 11th at 7 p.m. Get your tickets by phone at 243-8877. The third annual Senior Idol, sponsored by Taylor Motors, Buick, Cadillac, GMC, the Vistas Assisted Living, and KRCR News Channel 7. That's Friday, May 11th at the Cascade Theater at 7 p.m. We'll see you there.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen, and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run three businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for four generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, 7:45 in the morning, May the 7th, Carl and the Bot. Time, I said 7:45. The phone line's here at 530-605-4567, and let's go to the phone. Oh, first of all, our guest is Bob Moore of Moore's Fire Mill, who is has kind of become the spokesman for Measure B, no on Measure B. In his viewpoint, not to put words in his mouth, but his viewpoint is we don't need that measure. That will keep us from developing any land anytime for the next 24 years. And this impacts directly on him, but it also impacts on the rest of our community. Okay, let's go to the phones. Brian, good morning.
Hey, guys. Hey, you know, I swear, you know, we're getting to the point it's just hard for anybody to do anything. And I'm going to vote no on that measure because of the fact that, you know, he's benefiting the community in some way by providing food, you know, a service, especially a small business where we're trying to keep everybody, these small businesses, to survive. And really, we've got such a shortage of shops in a lot of these centers right now that why do we need to build another one, for one? And three, seriously, we should be holding on to our money. You know, cash is king right now. And, you know, I know we look towards the future to try to get certain things done, but at this point in time, that money is better in the bank earning interest right now than it is being spent on an empty, you know, shopping center that's going to sit there like every one of the other ones we have in Reading right now.
Okay, so for Measure A, then, you support it not being there. But Measure B, you support, you want to vote no on because it restricts private property rights.
Well, exactly. And, you know, he's trying to do something with it, and he's using it worthwhile. I don't know why we can't zone in certain areas, especially out there, in parts. Why does everything have to be zoned all the same? Why can't smaller parcels be zoned a little bit differently depending on what the use is?
Well, under this Measure B, the way I understand it, if you believe Russ Maul, who does this kind of stuff, it means that there's nothing. You can't even subdivide your own property out there under this measure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, there's one thing to do is have Measure A, but this Measure B has a lot of questions in it that could impact on private property rights of our neighbors that want to do something in there.
Well, and I think that, you know, bills need to be written a little more thoughtful towards those individuals, especially if they're being written for something out there. They need to look at their what's going on out there and write them accordingly instead of just hurrying, rushing something out like they did on the health care bill, and nobody even knows what's in it half the time. So, but I agree. I think maybe it should be – maybe somebody should take it back, have it rewritten more appropriately so it suits the needs of everybody out there.
Yeah, but that's – right now that's too late. We're getting ready to vote on this thing. So, you know, I understand what – I think a lot of people are in a quandary over this, but, you know, frankly, voting no on B – to me, protects our neighbors and their property rights, their existing property rights, and I think it's going to be a toss up for people. Anyway, hey Brian, thanks
more on A. I haven't spent a lot of time reading about A.
Well, but I tell you what, there's a lot to be said on that, and there's both sides are both into it, you know, like some pit bulls going at it. Anyway, thanks for calling though.
Are they supporting no on B as well?
Who is? Who? Caltrans is suing the county and Hawkins over the interchange right there. And see if they want it to be able to handle X amount of vehicles a day, and so there's a question there. But in any way, that interchange question has to be answered and accepted before anything else happens.
Well, yeah, because that's going to be where the main route of all the population is going to be coming in and out of there. And I know they've made a few mistakes in Reading before in reference to how they set up some of the stuff down, like on Dana Drive and everything. There was questions about
yeah.
that way back when.
Yeah. Well, you know, they've got, you know, here's the whole thing is they didn't like Hawkins' plan. They said in the county's acceptance of it. That's why they sued them. We want you to change your plan to meet these requirements. And they gave them, you know, the speed of trucks or whatever. They've changed their plan, so, but I don't know where they are with that, and I don't know if it's going to be settled by the time the election goes. So, okay. Hey, Brian, thanks. We got to run.
You got it. Take care.
All right. Carl in the bot. I guess Bob Moore. I'm sorry, Bob.
That's all right.
He's on your side.
Good. Well,
I mean, that's what it, you know, it's not like. He's a little ambivalent about A because he doesn't quite understand it, but he's like a good listener that we have. They're going to go out and take a look at it. We're going to take a break. We come back. Looks like we got Rod Evans on the line, and we'll bring Rod on. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 7:50 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
My name is Michael DeQuisto. I'm running for Congress. I'm not accepting donations to my campaign. My vote is not for sale. As a true citizen legislator, my time in office will not exceed 6 years. Career politicians in Washington and Sacramento have foolishly spent our tax dollars, putting this country and California in debt for generations to come. My opponents believe the years they spent in the Sacramento legislature overseeing this state's bankrupt economy entitles them to represent us in Washington. That would be a disaster. As your next congressman, I will cut my salary by 20% and pay that money to reduce the national debt. In contrast, my opponent from Richvale has pledged to continue taking millions of dollars in federal rice subsidies. If you're tired of the good old boy network, if you want someone who cares about our country, not about lining his wallet or a long career in office, send me, Michael DeQuisto, to Washington. Please visit my website, votedequisto.com.
DeQuisto for Congress paid for this ad.
Oh, it's May. So much to plan. Parties, birthdays, Mother's Day. Hey, Mom's coming up, so let's take her to Anselmo Vineyards for brunch. I hear there's limited seating, so we need to call now for reservations. 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Mother's Day brunch. The specialty is my favorite, lobster. And Carl, while we're there, let's experience the new award-winning 2009 Cabernet Sauvignon. And of course, Friday and Saturday nights, always great artists such as Charles Bologna, Chris Lauer, and Garrett Biggers. You'll love it.
Anselmo Vineyards in Inwood, just a short drive from Reading. Anselmo Vineyards. It will become your favorite destination getaway.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. We have purchased the empty Gottschalk's building and are proud to welcome Sportsman's Warehouse and Goodwill to Reading. Sportsman's Warehouse alone has brought 80 permanent new jobs to the Reading area. This project has contributed approximately $14 million annually in taxable sales to the economy, and we would like to do more. We would like to thank you for your tremendous support of these projects.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target for the mind.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah. Carl Lunabot, 7:55 in the morning, May the 7th. Our guest is Bob Moore. We've got the phone lines filled up, so let's go right to him. Rod, good morning. Do you have a question for Bob?
Yes. Hi, Carl.
Hi.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, Rod.
You recently spoke with a professional planner, and you gave him a description of your project. That person then, within the last couple of days, emailed both you and I that his professional opinion and was that it is possible for you to build your project after the passage of Measure B
using a use permit and keeping your A1 zone. Are you going to tell the public the truth on this radio show regarding that information?
Okay, I spoke to this gentleman, and he did not email me that information, so I'm at a loss there. He described the various things that can be done on this. He admitted that he did not know the scope of our project, and he made reference to the wineries as being an example of what probably they would pattern a value-added agricultural project on. If you look at the specifics on what is allowed in terms of a winery on a vineyard, the amount of retail space is limited to approximately 400 square feet. That's smaller than my existing retail store. You're allowed to sell no more than 75% of your production, an amount equivalent to 75% of your on-site production from outside sources. Now, a major part of our product line comes from all over the country and all over the state. What we grow there will be a small part of what we produce. We mill everything there, but we would not be able to sell our whole wheat flour there because the wheats that we use to make bread flour with will not grow in California. We have to go to Montana and North Dakota to get a good high-protein wheat for our whole wheat flours. When we ran out of our corn that we grew there after a couple of months, we just basically have to shut the place down and leave it till the new crop came in. I don't see any application of this program to my specific project.
Well, the use permit could certainly be and easily be written if they've accommodated wineries to do all sorts of things. I think they certainly should and would accommodate your facility to go well beyond and accommodate the square footage that you would need. You could also do food sales there, restaurant, other things such as that. So I disagree with you on that, Bob. I think that this professional planner is probably the most experienced and professional in Shasta County, and it was his opinion that, in fact, you could do the way you described your project to him, that you could, in fact, do it under a use permit. But thank you, and have a great day.
Okay. Well, he did qualify his advice to me with a statement that he has not seen my project, and he's just basing it on the existing information that's here. And it is simply the scope of my project does not fit in with this program. So,
okay. All right. Let's go to Henry. Henry got like 30 seconds.
Yeah. Can I come on now?
Yeah, you're on now, but just give us like 30 seconds so I can have a couple minutes.
Okay. My question is, if a house burns down there, can it be rebuilt? I mean, is that development?
That's a good question. But I think that could probably be replaced because it's a house and it's already got an existing area.
Well, I don't know about that. You have to define development, I think.
Yeah, that might be another part of the question. Hey, Henry, thanks a lot. I want to give Bob the last thoughts here.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bob Moore, Moore's Flour Mill in the middle of this Measure B. Give me last thoughts.
Well,
on this one.
We have plans for a really neat project down there. It's it will be a celebration of the history of agriculture in this country. I think we picked the perfect location for it. It's on I-5. It's a beautiful piece of property in surrounded by other farmland. And this Measure B will simply prevent us from doing this. If you will vote no on Measure B, you'll free us up to do something that I think will be a real asset to the community and will put us on the map here. So I don't think there are any alternatives open to me if Measure B passes. And contrary to Rod Evans' call, this value-added agriculture just does not fit our project. So,
okay. Our guest has been Bob Moore, Moore's Flour Mill, who has a dog in this fight. He believes under Measure B that if it passes, that he will not be able to put up his grist mill and be able to make his products down there on the 75 acres he bought. Thank you so much, Bob, for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
I got a feeling you're going to be back on again before this thing, you know, finally, you know, we finally come to a close on this in June. All right, we come back. Enjoy Magazine. They're here. They're going to give us all the great news about what's going on in our North State. We'll be right back.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He was obliterated by a missile as he got out of his car. One of the FBI's most wanted terrorists, killed by a U.S. airstrike in Yemen.
Fahad al-Kuso, caught after an extended surveillance operation by the CIA and U.S. military. Wanted for the 2000 bombing on the USS Cole in Yemen that took the lives of 17 American soldiers.
That's Fox News Radio's Emily Wither. A bombing in Afghanistan has killed three NATO troops. We have not been told yet if they are Americans. This as the Army investigates the case of a U.S. soldier in Afghanistan who died while video chatting with his wife. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The wife of Captain Bruce, Kevin Clark, says her husband fell forward and she saw a bullet hole in the closet behind him during that Skype chat last week. Army investigators say no bullet wound was found and foul play is not suspected in the soldier's death. A statement from Clark's family says that Skype line remained open for 2 hours and after several frantic phone calls, military personnel responded. An autopsy is being conducted to determine the cause of death. Dave.
Jared, after formally starting his re-election campaign over the weekend, President Obama's on the air.
2008, an economic meltdown.
A new ad airing in battleground states like Virginia touting the president's success recovering the economy, though Republican rival Mitt Romney says the president actually slowed the recovery with his policies, and Romney will rally in Ohio today. There's an autopsy today for the worker at Churchill Downs, found dead in a barn hours after the Kentucky Derby.
There was also evidence at the scene indicating that foul play was involved.
Lisa Smiley with Louisville Police. Investigators do not believe the death is linked to the horse race. A 92-year-old woman will be sentenced in San Diego today for selling $40 suicide kits, more than 1,000 of them, saying she wanted to help terminally ill people in pain. Charlotte Heidorn could get a year in prison, but even prosecutors want probation. She pleaded guilty to a tax charge in exchange for not being implicated in 6 suicides. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Fram filters can take a beating. At the Fram Proving Grounds, they get the pound test, where they're hit with 100 PSI of pressure every second for 30,000 seconds. This leads to tough, tested Fram filters, like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect 3 times better than average economy filters. Don't settle for a cheaper filter. Use Fram Extra Guard. Tested, proven, and pounded into shape at the Fram Proving Grounds. Fram, don't fail your engine. See us hit our filters with more tests at Fram.com.
Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome22.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeAtHome22.com. That's IncomeAtHome22.com.
Well, the search continues for Adam Mays in the South, suspected of kidnapping a Tennessee woman and her 3 daughters who think of him like an uncle.
He needs to turn himself in. But we're not going to quit. We're not going to give up. It's not going to go away.
Union County Sheriff Jimmy Edwards. The FBI is also investigating 2 dead bodies found in a Mississippi home linked to Mays, who's considered armed and dangerous. 5 men accused of plotting to blow up a bridge outside Cleveland go to court today. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
Dave, a preliminary hearing is scheduled for the 5 who are described by the government as self-proclaimed anarchists. They're accused of getting their hands on explosives and setting codes for what they thought would destroy a bridge south of Cleveland. Turns out the bomb was fake, given to them by an FBI informant. One defense attorney says it's entrapment. A judge will decide whether to grant bond. The government wants it denied and the men locked up until trial. Dave?
Jennifer, John Edwards back in court today, the former Democratic presidential candidate on trial for violating campaign finance laws to cover up an affair.
The lawyer handling the estate of philanthropist Rachel Bunny Mellon returns to the witness stand. Alex Forger testified that when he discovered his client had funneled $725,000 to a campaign aide for Edwards, he discussed his concerns with the candidate's lawyer at the time, Wade Smith. During those discussions, Forger said Smith confirmed that Edwards was aware of the funds. Yes, John acknowledged acknowledges now that these were for his benefit, Forger quoted Smith as saying. The defense is trying to prove that the money in question represents private gifts. They argue the cover-up was not intended to influence the election, but simply to prevent Edwards' family from finding out about his extramarital affair. In Greensboro, North Carolina, Jonathan Seri, Fox News Radio.
Concern about European debt and the economy there not really affecting Wall Street too much. The Dow down 30 points. Over the weekend, voters in Greece and France made their selections. In Greece, they gave no party enough votes to govern alone. And in France, they elected a socialist opposed to austerity measures. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and the Bot. Linda's out trying to get stuff done this morning. 8:05 on May the 7th. It is 68 degrees. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'd like to do a shout-out to our friends Rick and Lori Goyne. They are ab hunters. I'm not talking about the six-packs, but they're talking about, you know, the abalone.
Oh,
and they go out, and they go out a couple times a year, and they come back. They got back yesterday. They rang the ab bell, and a number of us ran over there because no matter what you're doing, you run over to get fresh abalone,
mm-hmm.
where they just it's cooked in 20 seconds, you know, fried up, boom, and then everybody brings something.
Your friends go do that, but you got to be really careful because you can get busted. It's really protected.
It really is, and that's why, you know, and you can see people that are. You know, that they've been poaching areas, but it's they have found some spots that are really good over there. You know, I don't know if it's Fort Bragg or what area they're over there, but you know, it's really restricted. Get three a day and three in your possession. That's it. I mean, you can't have catch three yesterday and catch three today. That means six. So, and it's got to reach this. You know. It's got to be that.
And somebody can't be in the water for you. If you're right. Like in the boat, they go down and give you your three. You actually have to go, I think, go get them.
Well, I think, I'm not sure about that. I think that if I could hand one, I had one, give one to Ron.
Mm-hmm.
But that counts on mine. That doesn't mean I get another one. Mm-hmm. That counts on my three.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they go down and they don't do the diving. They go along the beach and get into it with their underneath the rocks and then surf coming in and out and in fact, Lori is still a little bit perturbed that Rick took the brand new ab iron and didn't let her use it the rest of the day. So anyway, shout out to them. Thanks a lot for last night. Okay. Of course, we have Enjoy Magazine here, but before we get started with Enjoy Magazine, we're going to talk to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, the Wall Street opened with red screens as political tensions in Europe prompted a return to safe haven assets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 29 points at 13,009. The S&P 500 is off fractionally at 1,368. The Nasdaq Composite turned positive up a point at 29.58. Active stocks on the Nasdaq. Microsoft is down 17 cents, trading at $30.81. Apple's up 88 cents at $566.13 per share. eBay positive 48 cents, trading at $39.92. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo's up $1.06, trading at $66.96. Pacific Gas and Electric down 24 cents at $44.19. Bank of Commerce trading flat at $4.08. For commodities, gold is down $11.70 at $1,633 per ounce. Silver's down 56 cents at $29. Crude oil down $1.89, trading at $96 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much for your report. We have our Wells Fargo advisors at Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. Stop by Park Marina Drive and visit Susan and Kathy and Josh and Chris. They've got the best information about the market. Again, Wells Fargo advisors on Park Marina Drive.
Apple's up.
They're doing what?
Apple's up.
Apple's up.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. Didn't we just, what was it we just heard about Apple? Was it something like... that they were bribing everybody or something like that. Was that it? No, it couldn't be. You're not Apple. The Apple's good.
No.
And speaking of good, here's Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Morning.
How are you, Mark?
Good, good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Yeah, we're peachy. What's up?
Peachy. Yeah, I was just calling to let you know that Tea Party is going to be showing a movie on Sheriff Arpaio's criminal investigation of the forgery of the birth certificate and the selective service, which has pretty much conclusively been determined they are forgeries. So this is news that just is not going to go away. So we put together a little clip of all of the evidence and the sheriff's investigation tonight to have people go over and come and see and make their own judgments.
Is this our Mark of Sovereign Minds?
That'd be me.
Hey, okay. Mark's show, Sovereign Minds, on Saturday mornings is an eye-opener in many ways. It's early in the morning, but there's got so much stuff on there, and we hardly recommend it for people. So they've got proof now, right?
Yeah, they've got conclusive proof. It's a real problem. You know, it's been kind of a referendum on the media as well. I mean, the fact that there's even an investigation going on, you know, despite which side of the aisle, whether you believe it or not, that should be mainstream front page news. So the media, you know, is, you know, really kind of shooting themselves in the foot here on this one. I don't know, you know, exactly what the reason is, but the fact that there's a criminal investigation going on these documents, you know, and there's probable cause, you know, kind of says something here, you know, whether you believe it or side one way or the other. But, you know, the fact that they're not reporting it is kind of a big issue for me. So we're trying to get the news out.
Well, the news is getting out as we speak right here. And also on Saturdays and Sundays we have We the People and Sovereign Minds. Okay.
Absolutely. So we're going to keep pounding this drum because it's just not going to go away.
Absolutely. Okay, Mark, thank you so much. And that's the Tea Party tonight out on?
Yeah, Tea Party tonight. That's Destiny Fellowship over on Bonnie View.
On Bonnie
View. 6 p.m.
That's right,
yep.
6 p.m. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Carl.
You bet. All right. Okay. Hey, when we get back from these messages, Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy Magazine talking about the North State again. Another, you know what, it gets better every month. I wish Linda would say that. Honey, it gets better every month. We'll be right back.
My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Redding for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a CARS customer. How long have you been coming to CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific. Pacific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Redding. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsRedding.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Nabilen is on assignment out there getting stuff done. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends from Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee, great icy drinks. They're in Espresso Joe's. Veterans get discounts. You have the finest tobacco products in the state also, and the finest, they will meet or beat any price in the city of Reading at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley have done so much for our community. We got to, you know, it's, we step up and support small businesses. That's what we're about here. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people, great service. The people down there treat you with respect, and they have knowledge of what they're doing. I mean, you can't find a better place. Tobacco and Brew. Okay, our guest, Enjoy Magazine.
Yay!
Hello. James Masada. Aaron DeBall.
Carl, I love you.
I love you.
But I really miss it when Linda's not here.
Well, so do I.
Yeah, I bet. Linda, hopefully on your assignment you have your radio blasting.
She is. She's running around.
Is
she could be south a little bit or coming back north.
South.
Well, I mean south, heading south. Heading south down to the things she's doing and then come running back.
So. Getting out of Dodge.
Yeah, you never can tell. If I just try and do is get one of those rings that you put on a map,
mm-hmm.
and she says, I'll be here.
I'll be here.
And it's somewhere. It'll be somewhere in
the. She doesn't have an iPhone. You don't track her.
You know what?
Oh,
she wants. Oh, let's just talk about that. You know. Oh, yeah, honey. You know, just, let me put a chip in your ear, and I'll always know where you are.
Well, everybody knows that I've low-jacked my children, so you should, might.
Well, you know, okay. I know this has nothing
not
to do
with it. Not that she's your child, believe me. That's not
she's
what I mean.
My baby. Okay. You know, I know this has nothing to do with it, but the selling of the idea of low-jacking your children. So you always know where they're at
mm-hmm.
when they're little.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think people go for that?
That's already there.
Yeah, but I mean,
I don't know that
but
there's
you
any.
Have not seen, you have not seen, like a business coming out. Do you know where your kids are? With what's going on in crime? With what's going on here? How would you like to know where your kids are? What if your child's walking home from school?
Oh no, they have all that stuff already.
Well, but do you see it? Do you see it being advertised?
No, it was not really. For a while, but then there was a company out of Canada, and then it stopped. But then now they have them again.
Yeah.
Come on, Bob. You want to say something?
We are the Borg. You will be assimilated.
No, I'm just, you know, okay, let's get back to Enjoy Magazine here because it's another great issue. And what's the big one? What's the one you like the best today?
Oh, well, that's an impossibility.
It is. It really is.
It is. It's like, which one of your kids is your favorite, right?
Right.
We always start with the great covers. And, of course, again, Kara Stewart has outdone herself with this really wonderful very pretty cover. Thank you, Kara. As always, we love her work. And you know what? I love when she comes into the office because this is where we brainstorm and come up with some ideas. And the other day she was in and we were coming up with a June issue mm-hmm. and she about lost her mind with this idea that she had. So has she shot them already?
Oh yeah, we have them.
Okay. I thought I heard that they were in, but I hadn't seen them. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited because there's a product with it that I really want for our store. So,
and you know what? I just want to say the thing about the covers is it's not just a photographer going out there and shooting pictures. It's also the people that have to get ready to get their picture taken or,
mm-hmm.
you know, if their pet's in the picture or, mm-hmm. you know. So
like last month with the horse.
Yep.
That woman spent a lot of time getting the horse prepped and ready.
Yep.
Which we appreciate.
We really appreciate that. And the cover this month is Jenna Tidwell, and she works at Dutch Bros. And I go there every morning. And
so do I.
Yeah, and Kara knows her. And mm-hmm. I said to Kara one day, I said, we need to get Jenna on the cover because she's just so darn cute.
She
is.
And too bad you can't see her face in this. I mean, her, this picture we really, really liked. I mean, you can see her face on the inside, but she's just so
darn. Well, that's what you always do as a backup picture on the inside. That gives you a little different perspective.
So
the covers are great. This month's theme is Garden Party. And I'm a little ill-prepared this morning, but it kind of goes with our very first feature story, starting out on page 17, which is Shasta College Master's Gardening Program, which I didn't even know existed until we wrote this story.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you that are gardeners or want to be gardeners, this would be a good article, I think, to read. Do you know some basics about it, Rhonda, or...
Oh, gosh, I've read it, and now I'm on to June, so.
See, I wanted to, that was purposeful. I wanted to watch you squirm.
The University of UC Davis Master Gardener Program facilitates excellence in da-da-da-da. I think that UC Davis is the ones that Shasta College adopted the program from UC Davis.
Okay, so it's supported by the Davis, which is a great ag-based also university.
Mm-hmm.
So I would imagine that they have incredible information on gardening, especially in this region. So there's more information, though, if you're interested in a gardener, if you're gardening, and there's some great photos. So you can contact them and find out about the program if it's something that you'd be interested in doing, right?
Right.
Okay.
Good.
I like that.
You like that?
Any type of master's program at my age is great. So, do they have little things to help you bend down and you can get back up again if you're gardening? Or can you? Have you seen these little ones you can sit on and they kind of move around and you can kind of at the same time? It's like a walker and
right.
It aerates the ground as you're walking. little plowing there between.
It's a new jazzy, gardening jazzy.
I tell you, I was on my feet for 2 days shooting, and I tell you what, today it feels like. Okay, I'd like to sit down for the first time while I'm here, but I don't. So.
Well, I can see your dogs down there. You're wearing flip-flops.
I know. Oh, break. We'll just keep going. Just do the whole show without
break
breaks.
Time. All
right. Okay, our guest, Enjoy Magazine, and James Posada, Rhonda Baugh. We're talking Enjoy Magazine. This is just another premier issue. I mean, I'm just looking at
104 pages.
Is that the...
For this issue.
That's the largest we've had. We've had
That's what I thought.
But it's not our first 104 pager, but it's our
104. Yeah. So would you see this going to 200?
Oh gosh, wouldn't that be nice?
200 pages. That'd be like the September issue of Vogue.
Yeah. that'd be like the Okay, we'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
For those crazy yellow-shirted ass fall cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast at Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $3 in advance, $4 the morning of the breakfast. Saturday, May 12th, kick off rodeo week with the Rodeo Association's annual state feed at the Ready Rodeo Grounds. Tickets are $12.50 pre-sale, $15 at the door. The lone stranger and sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Wednesday, it's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. And Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. Thursday night starts the 64th annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, by phone at 229-0022 or online at ReadingCivic.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action, along with the Budweiser Clydesdales and Rodeo Barrel Man Crash Cooper, and of course, bull riding. Get your tickets at the Civic Center box office now.
Senior Idol is back. Join Taylor Motors and the Vistas Assisted Living for the best talent in Shasta County. Senior Idol, Friday the 11th at the Cascade Theater. Taylor Motors and the Vistas Assisted Living are proud to bring you the third annual Shasta County Senior Idol Show.
Not only is Senior Idol a great time, it's also a fundraiser for Compass Shining Care. Senior Idol always sells out, so get your tickets fast at the Cascade Theater box office. In person, by phone at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Senior Idol welcomes the panel of onstage judges, including Mike Krueger of KRCR News Channel 7, Free Fire Radio's own Linda Bott, and accomplished musician Brent Taylor of Taylor Motors. That's Friday, May 11th at 7 p.m. Get your tickets by phone at 243-8877. The third annual Senior Idol, sponsored by Taylor Motors, Buick Cadillac GMC, The Vistas Assisted Living, and KRCR News Channel 7. That's Friday, May 11th at the Cascade Theater at 7 p.m. We'll see you there.
Hey, honey, what's wrong?
Well, this report says Congress has run up such a large debt that each and every one of us now owes $49,000.
Really?
That's not all.
Oh?
This report also says Doug LaMalfa wants to spend even more.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it says even though Doug LaMalfa's already a millionaire farmer, his family farm has taken nearly $5 million in taxpayer-funded subsidies.
And we're stuck paying the bill. We can't afford that.
Well, it sounds like Doug LaMalfa doesn't care. He said he's running for Congress to represent his farm first.
He said that? Well, one thing I know for sure. We can't afford more government spending, and we certainly can't afford to pay for Doug LaMalfa's farm.
I'm Sam Onestead. Congress has spent America close to bankruptcy, and I'm running for Congress to stop this spending. I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because we need to stop spending. To find out more, visit samonestead.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Are you having a good day today? I hope so. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley-Davidson. Started in 1977, David and Robin Wright, and they have not looked back since. Great bikes. What can I say? I ride a Harley. Been riding a Harley my whole life. Never looked back. I got on a rice burner one day. Burnt my leg. Okay, they have the full range.
Rice cooker.
Rice cooker. They carry a full range of everything. Service items, clothing, collectibles, and you know what? They've got trained technicians and mechanics there to keep your bike on the road and running like it should be. They'll sell your bike. They'll take trade-ins. Financing's available at 1268 Twin View Boulevard, Redding. My friends, it's riding time. It's going to be 90 degrees today. And if you're not out there riding, you should be. Remember, Harley Davidson. Experience the ride, live the dream. Our guest for our hour here is the leaders of Enjoy Magazine, Rhonda Ball and James Masada. Okay, it's yours again.
It's ours again. Well, when we left, we were talking about the fact that this issue is one of our biggest issues ever, 104 pages. And we just obviously are very appreciative to the North State for their support and all the advertisers because this magazine exists because of them. And, it's our pleasure to each month, have to put something like this together. And the bigger it gets, the funner it is. But there's more.
Yeah.
Carl, there's more.
There's more.
There's always more with you guys. Let me tell you. That's right. There is more.
There is more. And that was my segue.
It was great.
Yeah. This is our first issue where we have kind of here at the new year made some changes. We had hinted to it on some past shows that we were doing some more things. But this issue carries a new publication to the community called Enjoy More. And this issue is actually a 40 page insert that goes inside of Enjoy Magazine and is carried to all the same great readers, both on the stand and the mailed issues. And what we've done is we've created a smaller magazine within Enjoy called Enjoy More. And the purpose for this really was
to concentrate just on one specific thing.
And there was more than one purpose. So this first one was kind of a collaboration with the
DERBA.
Yeah, Downtown Business Association. They're going to be using this that we printed extra with them. They had a hand in this We worked really closely with them in a celebration. So this one is about downtown Reading, 99 things to do downtown. And it was kind of in celebration that Market Street used to be Old Highway 99. And so that's where we kind of got the play off of it. And we just wanted to focus on the downtown area. Again, they're going to be using this as a promotional piece in other areas just besides Enjoy. So it was a great start to the Enjoy More piece. This will be a quarterly insert for us.
Well, kind of.
Kind of.
Because we're going to do them every other month until January.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Did we make a change?
No. No, and then starting in January, then it'll be quarterly.
Okay.
Because we were going to do them this year anyway,
mm-hmm.
and we already have everything organized.
Okay.
All the writing and stuff. So.
All right. So,
do you have to join this their downtown association to be recognized as being downtown? I was just wondering.
No, you don't.
You would know more than I would, Rhonda.
No, you don't have to.
You hang out with all those downtown associates.
No.
Hey, are you? You're not. But you're a downtown business.
We thought we were. We got to take a break. sometimes we just are a hobby, I guess, sometimes. All right, we got to take a break. Enjoy Magazine is our guest, James and Rhonda. What great people. And what a super, super, super magazine. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Some 9/11 victims' family members now back from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, where the attack's admitted mastermind and four others repeatedly ignored or disrupted a military court.
I had a feeling going in that this is going to be a long process, and they're going to take every ample opportunity that they could to make it a zoo and make it a hard day for the families.
John Owens lost his brother on 9/11. Not publicly on the same page as President Obama.
Education Secretary Arne Duncan in a television interview today announced he supports gay marriage. And Sunday, Vice President Biden said on NBC's Meet the Press,
I am absolutely comfortable with the fact that men marrying men, women marrying women.
The president has stated repeatedly that he does not personally support gay marriage, but he opposes measures that deny same-sex couples the same rights.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz at the White House. Fox News. We report, you decide.
With the challenges we face today, Shasta County needs a true leader in District 3. Pam's deep involvement in the community and experience in positions requiring teamwork and problem solving gives her an outstanding capacity to serve as your supervisor.
My experience, integrity, ability to listen and find beneficial solutions are the qualities you want in a supervisor. I will bring those qualities to serve you. District 3 is my home. I run three businesses here. The people of District 3 are my friends, neighbors, customers, and family. In fact, my family has been living in District 3 for four generations. I believe our county government should be helpful, streamlined, and efficient in order to serve your needs. I'm Pam Giacomini, and I'd be honored to serve as your supervisor.
Vote Pam Giacomini, Supervisor District 3.
Paid for by the committee to elect Pam Giacomini.
Oh, it's May. So much to plan. Parties, birthdays, Mother's Day. Hey, Mom's coming up, so let's take her to Anselmo Vineyards for brunch. I hear there's limited seating, so we need to call now for reservations. 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Mother's Day brunch. The specialty is my favorite, lobster. And Carl, while we're there, let's experience the new award-winning 2009 Cabernet Sauvignon. And of course, Friday and Saturday night, always great artists such as Charles Bologna, Chris Lauer, and Garrett Biggers. You'll love it.
Anselmo Vineyards in Inwood, just a short drive from Reading. Anselmo Vineyards. It will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. These are challenging times for all of us, especially county government. As your supervisor, I have taken a very conservative approach with your money. We cut operating expenses and reduced employee costs while still delivering the services you needed. In other words, we didn't spend money we didn't have, just like you.
Proven leadership, integrity, and a balanced approach. Re-elect Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Leonard Modi.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. This is James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball with Enjoy Magazine, and I'm here with my good friend Carl.
That's right, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. What can I say about that? You know, take a step back in time, great haircuts, great prices. Man's last stronghold. It's going in there, discounts for veterans and seniors. It's a great place. It's where I go. It's where Bad Bob goes. Our guest, again, of course. And they've done this so many times. Why don't y'all just take the show right
okay,
now? Okay,
Carl, go on. You go.
Okay. Yeah, I've got to use the bathroom. I was out there talking. Why don't y'all just take it over?
So when we left, we were talking about the Enjoy More insert that we have this very first time, Rhonda. And we were discussing, you know, really what the purpose of this was and what this will be for. And what we decided is it would be fun to have a piece that's very focused. Mm-hmm. And so what you will see is inserts at some point that will be quarterly. And as you said, this time around, the rest of the year, we're going to be doing them. What was it again?
Every other month. We have one in July, September, November, and then January.
Okay. So some of the topics we'll be looking at will be, say, for instance,
Our next one will be outdoor recreation.
Mm-hmm. So it'll just be very concentrated on a plethora of things to do in the Great North State from all the different top 12, 13 counties. Mm-hmm. But also the purpose for this piece was, because it is smaller and it's inserted and carried in Enjoy, it has different price points. We have a lot of people that have businesses that want to be Enjoy whose marketing budgets maybe don't allow for them to do the consistent advertising that they want in there. And so we wanted to create a piece that would give the same punch but also allow a lot more of the businesses in these counties of ours to be able to get into Enjoy. So,
and what's nice about these are the size.
They're designed as a pullout.
Yeah, and put them in your glove box, and you can refer to them at any
when
time.
When you have friends or family or, you know, what's great about Enjoy, and one of the things that we get feedback all the time is everybody looks forward to the new month's issue to come out because there's always something in there to go see and do, and people use the magazine as a great guide. And we get these great emails about, you know, my wife and kids and I, or my husband and I, or we had family from out of town, and we took the story, and we went out on this adventure and took the article and you know, followed it and just had a really great experience. And that's, you know, that's what drives us. That's what really gives us the passion or the wind beneath our wings, so to speak, to do this, because those feelings are so amazing when you get those types of emails. So,
And we get a lot of them.
Well, we do.
We really do.
So get out there and get your new issue of Enjoy so that you can get your new 99 Enjoy More, your guide to Enjoy More of downtown Reading in the May issue of Enjoy.
And they're going fast. So,
Well, we're running out of magazines by the, 8th, 9th of the month now? And we're already, what's today, the 5th?
Today's the 8th, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know. I think it's the 8th.
Today is the 7th.
Oh, there you go.
We have a calendar there.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Thank you, Bob. Bob, the great producer that keeps us all on track. Thank you, sir. So anyway, let's take the next story. This is somebody that's near and dear to my heart. This is Lindsay Miller, who is a very near, dear friend of my wife and myself. And she actually was on our radio show last month, was she not?
Yeah, on our evening radio show.
Uh-huh. Yeah, added up with Enjoy Magazine, which we take 1 hour the third Thursday for On the Spot with Linda Bott, which we're very excited to do. She was there because she actually is works in the skincare business. And when I say that loosely, of course, I am very bad at knowing specifically what her job title is. But she works at Reading Dermatology up on Air Park. And She does aesthetics and actual, what would that be? Skin medicine.
Yeah. I can't she think. Makes, yeah, she does stuff to make you help make you look more beautiful.
Well, she does that. That's kind of one of the things that she's responsible for up there. But she also is a very serious clinical person that actually helps with, you know, all the blemishes and
right.
skin cancers and all those things under Dr. Craig Crawford's guidance and stuff. So, Lindsay, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I'm making a fool of myself in a mess that I don't know specifically. But, you know, those big words that you scientists know for yourself don't translate very well to me. So, anyway. But this story is about her specifically and her passion. And the article is found on page 23, and it's called Soul Sister. And it's Shoes to Touch Souls. And last month we had a Giving Back article that was in the back of the magazine about a woman who goes to Africa and is one of the few, what was it she said? How does she identify herself? One of the few outsiders that is allowed into a certain region of Africa where yeah. the people that actually live there allow her to come in and work with the people there, especially, I think, the women.
The women.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Lindsay actually had her come in as a client, and that's how they met. And her story moved Lindsay so much that Lindsay then, that's what this story is about this month, went out to, you know, feel like she just had a calling, that she needed to do something beyond what she was doing. And so she started this company,
Soul Love.
Soul Love, which is her new company where she sells shoes online. And then, of course, she has events where, you know, she can come into your home and has these wonderful, wonderful shoes. And then she donates a portion of the proceeds from all the shoes that she sells to different organizations, both locally, nationally, and internationally. And it was inspired by this last month's person that we did a story on that goes to Africa. So this is a very great story. This year she donated $2,000 and her goal, or last year, I mean, and her goal this year is to donate $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's pretty dynamic. She's a pretty amazing woman, too. So.
No, everybody needs a Lindsay in their life because she is just an amazing person. I mean, you know Lindsay, it's just, it's amazing. She's amazing. She is one of my wife's best friends, and my wife cannot talk enough about this woman and what, you know, she does. She's a mother of two. She, you know, runs a business. She has a job. I mean, it's just amazing how she can juggle it all.
Yep. Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're at Enjoy Magazine and Rhonda Ball and James Masada. And another great issue, 104 pages. 104. This is the largest. I mean, you've had another 104-page issue. Mm-hmm. So,
but this one is even bigger because it has the insert in it.
It has the insert. The more. That's right. And you know what? So, you know, you all are constantly striving to achieve more greatness, you know, to make it better, to always make it, but keep the quality. It's not just the size. It's the quality of it.
Thank you.
Oh, no, I mean, it's obvious, and you know, that's why you can't find them anywhere in town after they've been handed out, because they're gone, because people just love reading them. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 8:43 in the morning. We'll be right back.
My name is Michael DeQuisto. I'm running for Congress. We all know this country is bankrupt. If your family lived on our tax dollars the way the government does, last year you earned $23,000, you spent $36,000, and you owed $150,000 on your credit card. I've been a bankruptcy trustee for the past 15 years. I know how to solve this problem. Cut up the national credit card. Stop borrowing and spending money we don't have. Repeal the income tax code. Replace it with a flat national sales tax on everything except food, medicine, and medical services. Government revenue will increase by collecting taxes from people not presently paying into our system. These solutions will make America strong again. If you're tired of the good old boy network, if you want someone who cares about our country, not about lining his wallet or a long career in office, send me, Michael DeQuisto, to Washington. Please visit my website, votedequisto.com.
DeQuisto for Congress paid for this ad.
Hi, this is Bob Eubanks in the Newlywed Game, and I really hope to see you at America's greatest game shows.
Ever want to be a contestant on a game show? Head down to Wind River Casino and play our America's Greatest Game Show, Swipe to Win, for your chance to be a contestant live on stage with Bob Eubanks on Thursday, May 31st.
Here's how you can be part of the excitement.
May 3rd through May 30th, Swipe to Win, Play to Win, Stay to Win, plus play bingo, slots, table games, and poker for yet another chance to win show tickets. At America's Greatest Game Shows, everyone wins, but you have to play at Wind River Casino to be a part of our live audience. Over $20,000 in guaranteed cash and prizes, plus your chance at $100,000. All contestants are picked directly from our live audience. Over 50 winners each show on Thursday, May 31st at 6 p.m. and 9 p.m.
So keep earning those entries and win tickets to America's Greatest Game Shows.
Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. For details on America's Greatest Game Shows, log on to winriver.com. It's better on the river.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know, this Monday morning, gosh, 8:46 in the morning, phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, right there at 555 Cypress Avenue. You want a Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, or Ram? They are the people. They are our buddies. They are our local dealership here. Don't go out of town. Stay here. Spend your money here with people that are your neighbors and that are going to be taking care of you. They've got used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. Service. I've had my Ford service there and never once had a problem. They have gone the extra mile. I mean, this is just me talking, and I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. And they brought it back, and they did it like three times for free because after I'd bought the truck, there was a couple of little things. Not from them. I'd bought it from another. I hadn't even bought it from them. I bought it from another dealership. But they did all the fixing on it. I mean, I know. It was like, oh, yeah. Did you buy this here?
No.
They don't care. They just fixed it, and they did do a good job. That's Crown Motors right here in Reading, 555 Cypress Avenue, 223-2177. Our guest, Rhonda Ball and James Masada of Enjoy Magazine, 104 pages. And how far through are we? Do we have like another?
We are two pages in.
Every article is so good.
Riveting.
I mean, every article is so good, and the photography is so great. You could look at every page, even your ads. I really like
the ads. We actually hear that a lot. We do hear that people just actually do enjoy even going through the ads.
And I like your new ad a lot.
Do you like that one?
I like that.
You know what? Mm-hmm. We have to change ours up, but of course with your all's help. And then let me say something else they do. They put together a great media package for us.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is great.
That was actually a lot of fun.
And, I mean, but it is. It says who we are.
A lot of people don't realize that actually our core business or where we started is a marketing and advertising agency, which is called In-House. So we get to interact with a lot of businesses and support them from advertising and marketing and design and things. So that magazine was something that we wanted to do fun for ourselves and do for Northern California in celebration. So, you know, a lot of focus has gone to the magazine just because it's now everywhere that we don't
want to
size. So we appreciate you giving us the opportunity to work with you guys and come up with a piece and in kind of a direction that you guys can run with.
It should be hitting the streets next week.
It's exciting. It's a lot of fun.
Running. Yeah.
Well, our next story is called National Treasure, and that's on page 25, and it's Shasta Caverns of Cheese achieves national natural landmark status.
I don't know about you. I know that there are a lot of people that here have been to the caves, and you know, they'll say, oh, I've been to the caves. They're great, and that's it. I love going to the caves, and every time we have a guest that comes and visits, that's one of the places that me and my boys like to take them, because it is phenomenal. It is amazing, and it's not just, you know, the caves. It's the whole experience. You get to drive up there. You cross the bridge. You see the lake. You know, people are always so impressed with how beautiful and large the lake is. And then you get to the O'Brien exit and you meander through kind of the trees, which is beautiful. And you get to go, and you know, the little cool things that they have built around there with the gold, you know, the gold pan things and, which my kids love. And then the gift shop. And then you walk down the hill and you get to take the boat ride across the lake and then the bus ride up the hill and then you do the tour. It's just an awesome experience.
It really is.
And everybody should do it. And so, you know, the thing is, in other words, the North State is home to one of the coolest caves in the country. I mean, that's really kind of.
And there's only 36 federally designated natural landmarks in California.
This is big.
This is big. So with this designation, there'll be a celebration that's the first weekend in June. And it was, and what's interesting about this, it's a long time in the coming, it says. Owners John and Patricia Winther first applied for this landmark status back in 1974. So, you know, 38 years later, here we are. And as Rhonda said, you know, how many did you say there
36.
Were? 36. There are 36 federally designated natural landmarks, and they finally got their status.
Yeah. Well, it's a little known fact that there's just a little small office that annotates these things that says you can be one.
Mm-hmm.
And a little lady there is like a little fairy godmother. She's 85 years old. She sleeps most of the time. And these things come in and out. And then one time she wakes up, and there it is. And that's how Shasta Caverns got. Okay, you may think I exaggerate there, but 37 years and yeah. It's such a beautiful place.
It is.
Great.
It is.
And so they were saying, you know, what's a couple dozen years for something that actually is 250 million years old?
What's another couple dozen years? Yeah, you know.
Yeah, waiting for your
what's
life.
What's another 3 years for the veterans home? Okay, I got it. No, I got it. You know, we got to do these other things. Hey, we got to take a break, though, that's for sure. Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio, Enjoy Magazine. Our favorite people are here, and we're talking about the best magazine in the state. We'll be right back.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
Senior Idol is back. Join Taylor Motors and the Vistas Assisted Living for the best talent in Shasta County. Senior Idol, Friday the 11th at the Cascade Theater. Taylor Motors and the Vistas Assisted Living are proud to bring you the third annual Shasta County Senior Idol Show. Not only is Senior Idol a great time, it's also a fundraiser for Compass Shining Care. Senior Idol always sells out, so get your tickets fast at the Cascade Theater box office. In person, by phone at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Senior Idol welcomes the panel of onstage judges, including Mike Krueger of KRCR News Channel 7, Free Fire Radio's own Linda Bott, and accomplished musician Brent Taylor of Taylor Motors. That's Friday, May 11th at 7 p.m. Get your tickets by phone at 243-8877. The third annual Senior Idol, sponsored by Taylor Motors, Buick Cadillac GMC, the Vistas Assisted Living, and KRCR News Channel 7. That's Friday, May 11th at the Cascade Theater at 7 p.m. We'll see you there.
Rope 'em and ride 'em, Reading, it's rodeo time. Tickets for the annual 3-day Reading Rodeo May 17th, 18th, and 19th are on sale now. It's a full week of wild events starting Saturday, May 12th with a steak feed and dance. $12.50 pre-sale steak feed tickets are available at most Napa Auto Parts store, the Civic Center box office, Custom Wheel on Center Street, or from any Reading Rodeo member. Week-long activities include chili cook-off and street dance, annual Friday morning pancake breakfast, rodeo parade, and 3 nights of rodeo action May 17th, 18th, and 19th with top riders of the nation competing in bronc riding, steer
figure wrestling, team roping, and the world's most dangerous sport, bull riding. Plus, nightly performances by world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales and rodeo clown Crash Cooper. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, online at ReadingCivic.com, or by calling 229-0022. Sponsored in part by Budweiser, Mercy Medical Center, Premier West Bank, Cottonwood Veterinary, Jukebox Music Festival, Shasta Estates Retirement, El Dorado Casino, Mount Shasta Springwater, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Omega Mortgage Group, and Wind River Casino. Find more information at ReadingRodeo.com and follow us on Facebook.
Brian Daly is a conservative farmer. Together, Brian and his wife Megan earn their living and raise their family by working the land. As a citizen legislator on the Lassen County Board of Supervisors, under Brian's leadership, the county lives within its means, spends less than it takes in, and is debt-free. Vote to send Brian Daly, a farmer with common-sense conservative values, to the California Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2012.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I guess we had a, is it going now? No, it's not going now. There we go. Hey, Johnny. Our guests today are Rhonda Baugh and James Posada of Enjoy Magazine. We're in our last segment here.
I know.
And they come in once a month, the first Monday of each month, and talk about Enjoy Magazine. Take it, guys.
Well, don't forget Pancake Breakfast is on its way.
Oh, I love that story.
Oh, do you? Well, then take it away.
We're going
to
be there.
I have to tell you that when I moved to Reading, one of the first things that I did, well, not one of the first things, but one of the things that I thought was the coolest thing in the world was the Pancake Breakfast. I went to that, and I was just blown away. It's just so
to
cool.
To watch pancake batter being mixed by cement.
Yeah. And you see, and they just keep going and going and going.
Oh, my God.
It's awesome.
And then you get in the line with them, so you can flip them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you think that you can flip pancake. No, you can't flip pancakes.
And they're
in there.
And they're damn good pancakes.
They are really good.
You know what? It must be that secret batter or something. Somebody says they're pouring bourbon in it.
Old Yeller.
There's beer in it.
Oh, beer. Maybe that was
That's
it.
What
beer.
It is. Yeah. Yep.
But we're going to be down there on the streets there like
wait.
We always are.
Yeah. It's
so what's the
fun.
Date on that again, Rhonda?
It's on the 18th.
Then. 18th.
So
May
you need
18th.
To go get your tickets because it's great.
That's right.
Asphalt Cowboys,
rodeo
huge. Week.
And they can seat 2,200 people at once.
They've had 10,000 last time.
Yeah, and they're making enough pancakes for 12,000 this year.
Well, you know what? It's going to get bigger.
I know.
They'd like to hit that 11,000 mark.
Isn't that the close up, the Rolling
Gulch?
Oh,
my gosh. It is so cool. If you haven't gone, you have to go.
What's so nice for us is that we just work just literally like half a block away around the corner.
And we always go as a company, but we with our family.
Yeah, we bring our families.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Also, we have a great article on page 43 called Wilda's Feast, and it talks about Dana and Brett, the owners of Wilda's Grill, which is just down Placer Street across the railroad tracks there. It used to be, I think, an old hot dog stand. It's a teeny tiny little place. It was Bricks for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Barbecue.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right down there in the corner. What do they have?
Awesome. Well, this story talks about how, it's in the namesake is the Wilda's Mustard, which we sell down at the store.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Which is an incredible product, and we sell tons of Wilda's Mustard. So if you're looking for a great mustard, come down into the store. But they have a new restaurant called Wilda's Grill, and they do all kinds of things down there, from gourmet hot dogs to this really great thing called a Buddha Bowl. Which is just, it's cabbage and spices and chicken and rice and black, they have black beans, and they also do falafels. Awesome falafels. So it's just a really great mix of food, some really healthy, some traditional with twists on it, but I encourage everybody to go. It's another really great.
Yeah, it's another place downtown. That's like the third place that's been there, and or maybe fourth
place.
They're doing,
doing really well.
That's great.
Most
glad
of the time
to hear that.
You go by, you're standing outside.
I'm going to go by.
Good.
And get a Buddha bowl.
Good.
Yep. And you can get Buddha bowls with like tofu or rice or mixed or, you know, that kind of
you
stuff.
You have been down there a few times.
Yeah, well, we walk down there. Yeah, we're within walking distance.
That's right.
Rhonda, what do you got? Two minutes.
Another event going on right now at Turtle Bay is the chocolate exhibition, and I've heard really great things. I wasn't able to go to media at night.
Oh, it's
Yvonne and Michelle went.
Yes.
It was
great. It's great. It's
great. So that's coming up. We have somebody in the store.
We have Cottonwood Rodeo.
Oh, Cottonwood Rodeo is coming up.
That's right.
Coming up.
50th anniversary.
Yeah.
Reading Rodeo right after that.
Yeah. Enjoy the Stores. What's in store this month? We're featuring Terry Jones' Fabulous Fixins, which are back. A lot of people know her from Palisadro, and she used to do a place in the mall, and she does soup mixes and cake mixes. And
oh, wow.
So she came into the store, and we've been just going crazy with it.
Let me tell people, I mean, if you haven't gone in and seen, I mean, you read the magazine and all this, stop by, enjoy the store.
It's fun.
Absolutely fabulous. And if you've got people out of town, they will make a box up for you.
Mm-hmm.
They will pack it and ship it, and then throw in a copy of Enjoy Magazine. And I mean, it's
so come in for Mother's
super.
Day.
Mother's Day,
it is a super present.
And lastly, before we go, is don't forget we're 1 month out for our kickoff of Movies in the Park.
That's right. All right. Yep. We can't wait till it starts.
We start June 8th. That's the second Friday in June.
Where's the first one going to be at?
We're at Caldwell Park for the whole month of June, except for the first week, which we postponed because every year it got rained out.
Okay.
So we dropped it back 1 week.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much, Enjoy Magazine.
Thanks for having us.
Rhonda Ball and James Masada.
Thank you.
Great friends. Great. I mean, you know what? Y'all got a great magazine, a great business there.
Thank you.
It really showcases the North State. Okay, tomorrow we've got a lot of surprises coming in tomorrow. Wednesday, get ready, 7:15 in the morning, debate between Hawkins and the Churn Creek Bottom people. They're going to be right in here. We're going to be talking about the Churn Creek Bottom Shopping Center. Both sides here. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio. Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Ready.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. In the midst of an ongoing debt crisis, pushback from voters in Europe, ousting the French president and setting up political turmoil in Greece. Fox News Radio, Simon Owen, live in London.
Lisa, Greece without a government today. No party secured enough votes in weekend parliamentary elections. Coalition talks are underway now, but two-thirds of all votes went to parties opposed to Greece's ongoing spending cuts program. Cuts Greece is required to enforce if it's to continue getting bailout cash to cover its debts. Meanwhile in France,
et voilà terminé avec l'austérité.
François Hollande, now the socialist president-elect, promising to ease up on austerity measures after ousting Nicolas Sarkozy in yesterday's runoff election. Lisa?
Simon, President Obama inviting the new French president to meet with him at the White House ahead of upcoming G8 and NATO summits. On Capitol Hill, a House panel unveiling a defense spending bill that would restore some of the programs slated for Pentagon